Do not knock the karaoke, man. Karaoke brings people together. It's less about the click. You can always talk to anybody and say, hey, good job on your song, and you can laugh and have a good time. Life is too serious to be taken seriously, and karaoke brings people together.
Especially
if I'm like a person, I'll make sure it's karaoke.
If you play
Eat this.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
It's good!
Good for you!
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the humble happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 4 o'clock on 91.5 FM, streaming online, archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, with the free TuneIn Radio app. You can download TuneIn Radio, search WPRK, and listen to the radio show anytime you want to. And then also, now we're live stream video. There are like 1,000 ways to listen to the show, to hear the show. And you can watch us on Facebook. Make sure you follow us on facebook.com/OutLoudOrlandoRadio. And follow us on Twitter.
Twitter. Can Cody do that? He's the resident twink now.
Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
That's much better than Alex.
Oh, yay.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Gay Radio Show. Give the show a call at 407-646-2915. If you see that thing, turn that phone around here so I can see it a little bit, because I forgot to get that kind of set up. And then I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 381. First show for the month of June. Rabbits, rabbits, rabbits. And then it's going to be a hootenanny of a shindig semi-cast and crew here today.
Getting poon in June.
Exactly. Bobby's recovering from gay days here, and he said, like, on Sunday, he was like, I'm probably not going to make it because I'm really drunk and I don't feel good. I've been working doubles and I don't want to come in.
That's such a good Bobby impression.
I know.
You didn't even see him. No, you didn't even see him on Sunday. He was like a sad, sad little mustached man. I just wanted to put him in my pocket.
Bartender Bobby?
He was working during the high holy days. If you're not from the Central Florida area and you're listening, you know, in some other locale other than, you know, Central Florida or the Florida area, this weekend was Gay Days, which is like the largest gay event in the universe as far as I think anyone is concerned. Let me introduce the rest of the cast and crew over there. You saw Cody is back with us. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Tattooed and pierced, looking gorgeous as always. He gets really flushed cheeks when he's either a little embarrassed or when he gets a little worked up. And okay, this might be a personal question, but I have this thing because my ex used to do it, my ex-fiance. Do your cheeks get flush or red during the act of boom, snap, clapping it? Like, well, do you get, like, flush cheeks?
Yeah, of course.
Major.
I have the worst rosacea ever.
Major turn on. Like, if a guy gets red cheeks during the act of, like, bow, chicka, wow, wow, it's something is so hot about that to me. It doesn't matter what position he's in.
When you're so translucent that I can see through your skin, it's just the biggest sort of turn on that a guy could have.
Not like, everyone can be born with permatan
I literally went on a date with a guy one time, and we sat down. He was like, I'm so sorry, I can't do this. I was like, what's wrong? He's like, I don't date guys that wear makeup. And I was like, I'm not wearing any makeup.
Very nice.
And then,
not yet.
Five years later, now I'm a drag queen.
Yeah. And then, Alex, my ride or die, how you doing, man?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
It's good to see you, dude.
I'll be your Spanish translator for the day.
Very nice. Good job. What are you doing on your iPad?
Looking at Grindr / looking at myself now that the camera's on me.
Take it off and pay attention. We're missing. And Lady Barry's sick. Lady Barry was going to come in.
She's a sick Barry.
Yeah, she's sick. She. Everyone's sick. Everyone's fighting something. So we're going to see what's going on. Red cheeks. See, you know, I know when people are listening to the show, because like I'm watching the live stream as I'm doing the video, and then people will text me when they're listening. So unfortunately, someone who I had been with who has... Okay. I just got a text message from someone that does get red cheeks, who I had been previously intimate with, but wasn't being intimate with anymore, or just hadn't been recently. And so this person was like, well, what about me? I get red cheeks. So I was like, now I'm having to explain why I say I like something, but I don't like doing it right now, because maybe I'm otherwise occupied. So... Oh God! No overlap between the radio show and my personal life. This is great what we're dealing with. And then over here we have another guest. His name is Mike. He is Mike is Mr. Comedy King. What year, Mr. Comedy King, are you?
I was Mr. Comedy Queen last year. I just gave up my title a week ago.
Hold on. I'm really frustrated to this. What are you, dude? Like, are you a drag queen or are you a comedy king? Because earlier I said comedy queen and you corrected me and you said I'm a comedy king.
I did. The joke is sort of in the title itself. There's a regular pageant called Miss Comedy Queen.
I'm very familiar. I entered into it in 2010. I won Best Presentation when I entered a drag pageant. I came in fifth place that year. I've been a judge for Miss Comedy Queen.
Oh.
I know Miss Comedy Queen very well. What's Mr. Comedy King or Miss Comedy King or what is it?
Mr. Comedy Comedy Queen is a spinoff of the Miss Comedy Queen pageant.
Mr. Comedy Queen. Why don't they just call it the King?
Because it's just like a play on like being gay and
that's so
like,
funny.
I'm still a gay, still a queen. Okay. So.
So did you enter the drag pageant or no?
It's a fundraiser pageant.
Okay.
So anyone can enter, male or female. It's like male impersonation. If you are a female who enters. But I entered last year. It's for the Barber Fund.
We love the Barber Fund. Yeah. John Tweekaweed, Blue does a lot with them. Pepe's Truth or Dare does a lot for the Barber Fund. And, you know, I have a personal connection with the Barber Fund just because, you know, he had a struggle with cancer as well. You know, so one of the first, right after I actually went to the Barber Fundraiser, I think 2 weeks or 1 week after my first chemo treatment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, was starting to delve into that medical adventure. So we love that fund. It's a good fund. What did you say, Cody?
Bobby was in it last week?
Yeah, he competed.
Yeah, it was last week.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, this year's was last week. He relinquished his title, so Mike actually...
He doesn't tell me this type of stuff. I love Bobby. But hold on a minute.
I didn't get to catch Bobby's act. I was super late, but I did catch the only thing that I caught was Mike's number, and that's it. And I walked in right as he was ripping off a wig. Very interesting moment of my life, but I was super late and I felt terrible.
Well, Bobby didn't even know he was doing the pageant either, though. Like, he didn't know until like 2 hours before. He was like, "Oh, I guess I do it."
Bobby doesn't tell me this stuff. Like, I try to give him enough creative freedom to do what he wants because I love Bobby. I love what he brings to the air. But I mean, if I had known about this, obviously I would talk about it more. I'd promote it. I'd hype it up for him.
I don't even think he knew.
Okay, so you are reigning Mr. Comedy King. What did you do to kind of achieve that title?
I actually just gave up my title, so I'm no longer the reigning. But in order to achieve it, they just did, like, it was a minor pageant.
I'm really bad with details and it's facts okay. today.
it was just a few minor categories. We did just a presentation and a talent, so it wasn't, like, a long, drawn-out mm-hmm. pageant. So presentation last year was...
It wasn't one of those pageants that takes like 12 hours to complete.
Exactly. Certainly not.
Orlando pageants can go... Or you get to like 2:30 a.m. Like the hostess is done, the judges are done.
Five birthdays have already happened.
Yeah.
Where's my bottle?
Yeah, very nice. Good job. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. You're welcome to sit in through the show. Just, you know, kind of add as you want to. Alex, you're always kind of shy when we have new people in. What's going on with you? Do you have any questions?
Nothing. I mean, I'm just letting everybody get whatever it is they need to say about themselves.
Meaning you're
table.
Not paying attention. Yeah, try to look at it maybe like once every 5 or 10 minutes because you're getting wrapped up in it. Lady Barry still contributes, and then there you go. There's my boy.
There's my boy. But yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Before we do the three things I learned this week, Cody was, you know, I have a. It's not a strict rule, but it's like before the show, I'm like, hey, don't. I didn't want to have that conversation with our guest before we were on the air because the worst thing that I think it sounds is when you're on the air. Oh, well, like I was telling you earlier, you're trying to rehash a conversation. So that's why sometimes I'm very much like, don't talk about that now. Save it for on the air. So Cody was trying to say, well, hey, what if I want to talk about something, but I don't want to talk about it now? How do I bring that up? And how do I? And so I just said, Cody, we'll just ask me on the air. So
God, Cody, are you coming out of the closet?
Girl, it's been a struggle.
What do you want to talk about, bud?
What I want to talk about is this article that's floating around on Facebook that I've seen about 9,000 times. And it is that Nick Jonas article where he's in an interview and it's the title of the article is clickbait in itself, but it's like Nick Jonas says that technically he has been with a man, and then you click on the article and you read the article, which is what makes me so angry, is that in the article he's like, well, my character has been with a man, therefore I was like, no, that is not.
No, we're getting closer and closer. I know Nick Jonas has been with a few dudes. I know it because you know.
Allegedly, you can't say.
No.
You can't make statements of fact that could harm someone's reputation that are not based on truth.
On a radio show.
I'm just.
just say allegedly so we can protect ourselves.
I'm just saying allegedly. I know some people in New York City who have been promoters around there who have said that allegedly Nick Jonas has been around a few gay guys' rooms or two.
I'm just saying.
Really allegedly.
Big fans.
I'm exhausted.
Big fans.
It's exhausting dealing with the constant Nick Jonas gay baiting, and that was like my pinnacle moment when I read this article that he was like, yeah, my character has been with dudes. If I'm an actor and I act like a blind guy, I can't go around being like, well, I know what it's like to be blind. I've been through
the
struggle.
I read the article.
My eyes in the shower.
I read the article a little differently. I thought he was talking about a specific scene that he might have had where it was a sex scene. So he was saying, well, if you want to put it technically, have my boy parts been rubbed up against another boy's boy parts in a sexual way, then he says, technically the answer then is yes. So you could say that I have been had sexual contact with another man.
That's
and if that
fine.
Answers the question,
so
then answers the question.
So is any boy that went to summer camp. It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
He's so inflating.
Why does it bother you so much?
Because there are plenty the reason why it irritates me is because there are so many actually gay actors out there that are actually gay that could be playing his part that are probably better than him.
But they're not Nick Jonas, so I don't care.
Oh my gosh,
like the guy that's playing
on How to Get Away with Murder, that guy drives me up.
Oh my god,
I want him to punch me in my clavicle.
Okay.
But he's like been...
I think we should do a segment called What Irritates Me with Cody.
No, but honestly, it's sort of like the same thing about making these like superheroes gay, like just leave it alone.
Oh yeah,
like it's so annoying.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's exhausting.
If Nick Jonas is such a gem, there's so many other gems who are actually gay. Why are we like let's pray that Nick Jonas joins the dark side?
Yeah,
leave it alone. She can do whatever she wants.
She's truly outrageous. Let's do the three things I learned this week.
Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. Not one or two.
That's right, three things. First thing I learned this week, obviously, hashtag gay days, gay days Orlando. Glad to see everyone survived, allegedly.
Woo!
I knew that you did some of the activities. Wanted to hear about what you did. Did you go to gay days? Have you been to gay days before, Mike?
I went this year. Last year I just did Riptide, but this year I kind of went all in.
Yeah, yeah. So you're at the host hotel or at the B?
Magical Weekend.
Now, none of these organizations sponsor us. Now, if they ever wanted to, then obviously I would show some brand loyalty if they wanted to, you know, sponsor the podcast. So as far as I'm concerned, being the number one gay radio show and podcast in Florida and the Southeast United States, we can talk freely about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah.
So I've heard that the B this year was okay, but then I heard a lot of people say that this year B was for boring.
Well, see, it's like
the
shade
of the radio show.
A lot of locals all went to the DoubleTree, the Gay Days host hotel.
Yeah.
And me and my roommates, my roommate decided at the last minute that we kind of wanted to do it. So DoubleTree was all booked up, and so we decided to go with the B. And it was
so cold
a lot.
I thought the B stood for Circuit Boys B.
I've always known it's more for like the Circuit Boys, the P and P parties, and
very,
everything.
Very much.
B stands for teeth.
Oh, okay.
No B, no T, no shade.
Yeah. So we decided to stay at that hotel, which is one of the pool parties, and it was just. There's just like all these beautiful guys, like with their shirts off, like with really tiny speedos.
But horrible personalities. Nothing in common with them at all. No one could have an intelligent conversation. I came to Gay Days looking for love. I don't know about you.
Well,
I don't know about you, but I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. I'm all sick of it.
But it was a blast for when we went to like the main like the
that's my character self-righteous gay guy bitter about not being in a relationship.
Me, that's me.
But it was a good time overall.
Overall, definitely, absolutely.
The pool parties at the DoubleTree were great. This was the second year Alex was my little ride or die. Alex and I went, I got to go do Pleasure Island at Parliament House on Thursday night. Had a good time with friends from out of town, you know, just kind of getting it started. Friday, what are you looking at?
No, I'm trying to think of where I was during all this time. It's very hard to piece my weekend together, so give me a moment. I'm getting there.
She went through it.
There are people still coming into that clarification, that realization on Tuesday after Gay Days. So
if you see me with like a Raven Simone, I just had a vision face, it's not because I'm upset with what you're saying. It's because it's like, oh no, was I stabbed? Where's my wallet?
Yeah. I was going to make a really inappropriate comment, but I decided not to.
Don't.
Yeah.
Go on.
Just check your toilet for abortion babies, you know, you don't want to...
Oh, God. I'll do that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not the funny one. I shouldn't try to be the funny one. Sometimes when Bobby and Lady Barry aren't here, sometimes I feel a little bit of pressure. I apologize to the listeners. I'm not the funny one ever. So DoubleTree was good. Alex was by ride or die again for the second time this year. We did the pool parties on Saturday. Friday, I went and got to go hang out with friends. Had a great time. Hooked up with a free wristband. So it was a good weekend. I understand now what people were telling me 8 years ago when I started going to Gay Days. Oh, hold on. It's 420. You know what that means. 420. Here on Out Loud Orlando at 420, it's time to take your Truvada. That's right. Talk to your doctor about pre-exposure, prophylaxis, PrEP, and if it's good for you. Every doctor can prescribe Truvada, and if your doctor doesn't, go find one that does. It helps decrease the spread of HIV and AIDS, and it's a good thing.
When you've had one magical weekend, you want to have a magic pill by your side.
Yeah. If you didn't take your disco dosage and you were hanging out at the B all weekend
The audience can hear that bottle. You need a refill. You got like two pills in there. You're running on a prayer. Like,
a whole other bottle.
And she just came out with this magic bottle out of her purse. It's like when I told my mom, "Mom, is this your last cigarette?" And she pulls out like a whole carton of Marlboro Reds.
And you get a Truvada. And you get a Truvada.
Next time I go to a drag show, I'm not going to tip them with dollars. I'm just going to pelt them with Truvada.
You know what? Tell me that wouldn't be great. At gay days, dress up in drag and be the blue fairy be from the Truvada.
I'm sorry. What is that Bible-sized piece of paper that's attached to the bottle?
It's the instructions.
Okay. Attached to the bottle. These are the instructions.
It's the medical for the medication.
See, look right there. It's attached. This is
why does it need its own manual?
Oh my.
This piece of paper.
So for people that actually can't see this,
it looks like a newspaper.
It literally, it's the map.
It's a map to Narnia.
It's at least Westeros and part of Skyrim. This is a large map. Oh my!
Contact your healthcare provider right
depression,
away.
Depression, problem sleeping, abnormal dreams, if diarrhea.
If your skin,
that one's real.
If your skin or the white part of your eyes turns yellow, if you have dark tea-colored urine, light-colored stool, nausea, or stomach pain, the only thing I've really heard is being a side effect for it. Is some people have an aversion to the medicine, and some people develop a lactose intolerance allergy after they've been on it for a while. So like excuse me, that my map to not catch.
So you have to choose HIV or cheese. What's more important to you?
In my right hand, I have cheese.
I've never opened up that booklet before, so thank you very much. That was good.
One of the major side. I know that there are obviously side effects with every medication, but my parents are both physician's assistants, and one of the major side effects that they warned me about before getting onto it was the Truvada poops. And I'm letting you know that right now, the Truvada poops are real. They exist.
They are
if
real.
You have a sensitive stomach, you are gonna get Truvada.
If you walk into a bathroom
but
after
it's
justice
only,
has been inside
it's
of you,
it's only 2 weeks. It's only for the first 2 weeks. After a while, you're
not 2 years.
Get used
shut
to
up,
it.
Alex. I just ate bad food.
Or if you're like me and have irregularity, Metamucil comes in handy.
Yeah.
This is my life tips with Cody. I need to stop talking about this because I actually get text messages after I get off air. They're like, why are you so gross? And I'm like, because I'm alive.
I just wait for somebody else to talk for 5 minutes, and trust me, it'll be a clip. So Gay Days was going on this weekend.
Yeah, Gay Days. Woo!
And the host parties were good. I sometimes forget how many Gay Days events there truly are because you just get distracted.
So many.
There's like a pool party here and the Taste of and a film festival and a thing and a fundraiser and a drag pageant. I'm just like, everyone's in their bathing suits doing drugs and smoking and drinking allegedly and then ending up in people's rooms and having fun and pool parties full of guys.
Or if you're like Alex, you find bae for a day for the second time.
Listen, dude, this is the second year.
The second year in a row.
Let me tell you. Alex is the only person I know. He has fallen in love at Gay Days twice. Last year, he met this guy. He's like all in love. He's like all like the lovesick lover when it's time to go. Aww. Yesterday or Saturday, we're hanging out. We're doing our Gay Days thing. We're having some fun. I highly recommend. The floor number the stairwell between floors 6 and 7 of the tower. No one ever goes into those floors.
We won't speak of it.
Yeah, allegedly. And then all of a sudden, he goes away, and he's, like, with some guy, and he's like, yeah, we're gonna go talk about the weather. And then, like, 4 hours later, I find him, like, cuddled up with each other, like, nuzzling in the chair. Like, so they're in the pool chair as this raucous pool party's going on, and Alex is like, I'm in love with him. Hey, babe. Hey, I'm gonna go over and talk to my friends, babe. Okay, we'll go and meet you later, babe. Like he falls in love, dude.
You little angel. Tell me about this.
Okay, so essentially, he was a hottie from Fort Lauderdale. Tell me not, DJ.
He was a good-looking guy.
He was a hottie. I'll show you actually pictures of him later.
Later.
Anyhow, so it's just like, you know, we're doing our own thing. We've been doing our own thing for a couple of hours now. We're meeting friends. I'm meeting new friends. We're having a great time, whatever, whatever. And he happened to be friends with someone who was friends with Justice, and I'm like, okay, so Justice goes off to do his thing for a second, and I step away for a second, and then I see him. I see him walking there all by himself. So I walk up to him. So I walk up to him, and I'm like, "Hey, look, you look by yourself. We've said hi to each other. So
you look by yourself. Let me make it.
You're
less.
Physically attracted." He's like, "Yeah, I'm just by myself right now," and I'm like, "Well, I'm by myself right now. Do you want to? Let's be by ourselves together." So we decided to, you know, floor 6 and 7 it. And afterwards he's like, "So do you want to hang out?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So we were just hanging out, and like 6 hours later I find Justice and I'm like, "Oh, hey."
Because you left your phone with me, dude. Like, you didn't even bother taking
it. It didn't even matter because when we got to Doubletree, my phone was on 3% anyways.
See, now I'm mad at you because that scene taken. You bring your phone. Don't do that. Don't make us scared. You're a tiny tot, and you're going to get taken away.
But yeah, dude, so he had ditched his friends, I had ditched mine, and we'd hung out for like 6 hours.
See, that's true romance, when you abandon all the people you care about.
No. Or all the other people you're with have trade, and they're occupied, and you just don't want to roll that way.
See, I identify with this so well, because last year, when I went to NYC Pride, I met a boy who took me to Froyo, and we went for some drinks to a club. Full of people, but it was romantic because we were together. And then we hooked up, and then he got mad at me because I was not a nice person the entire week.
Oh, was this the pretentious one you were talking
about?
Yeah,
it was a little bit pretentious.
Yeah. I have come to the conclusion that I usually have that I don't care attitude, and I think that next year I need to maybe care a little bit more about my bathing suit options, because I think I was really failing in the bathing suit department.
He wore the most absolutely horrible outfit you could ever imagine. He wore a pair of gym shorts, bro. And then under those gym shorts, he wore a pair of Reebok underwear that matched his Reebok sneakers, bro.
Reebok?
Yes.
How? First, you don't have Grindr Extra. Now you're wearing Reebok underwear. He don't got money, twinks that listen.
No, I just...
Run.
I just wasn't really thinking about it. I mean, I honestly didn't think about picking out a bathing suit or...
Where'd you get the Reebok underwear?
They were just like my...
Is it at Ross?
They were like my nylon, like, boxer briefs that I got because they were quick dry when I went hiking through Argentina last November. So I just was like, they're a bright color and they fit on me really well. I just felt really...
It was Ross.
Did they at least look like a swimsuit?
Alex?
What? No.
No.
It looked like he was wearing Under Armour compression shorts.
No.
Well, sometimes might be.
How sacrilege.
Bad, right?
How are you going to show up to a gay pool party in something that is
I know.
Tacky?
And the thing is that, like, I showed up, like, looking.
No. Alex showed up wearing a bathing suit that was cute. But then get this. Walks around all day long, all in the heat of the summer, urban poncho.
It was a fabulous poncho.
Urban poncho? Well, it depends. It was disgustingly hot
Who
outside.
Who wears an urban poncho to a pool party?
You know what? But if
because
you
it's
look
a throw.
Good,
because I'm not going to look like any other twink that's just walking by in skimpy little bathing suits.
Instead, I'm going to look like Mexican Christmas tree ornament.
Right, absolutely. And did it look unique? Absolutely. And did people come up to compliment me on my urban poncho and my cute little bathing suit? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Did people come up to compliment me on my neon orange boxer brief underwear that I was wearing?
No!
Oh. He's a good wingman, though. I'll tell you that right now. Because people are going to come up to you and be like, "Girl, I'm so sorry. We got to get you out of here. Twink Protection Services. They put you under in a tarp and they escort you out."
Oh, my gosh.
Celine Dion's at the end for some reason.
So the thing is that I looked slutty when I needed to look slutty, and I looked cute when I needed to look cute.
Well, you looked fine.
If you can't take both of those things and put them together, then I'm concerned.
Can you not be cute and slutty at
the
same time?
Yeah, that's like what I live for every day.
No, because if I was cute and slutty, then I'd just be an average twink.
See, when I leave my house and when I'm putting on my clothes, I do the whole, what am I going to wear today? A tight-fitted t-shirt? A slutty tank top? Some kind of combination of the two? Who knows? And that is my entire wardrobe.
Very nice. Good job. Oh, I had a friend that was had a booth in the expo. Nick from St. Pete. And he's an artist. He and his boyfriend.
Ooh.
You showing them a picture of the poncho?
Yeah.
No.
Of the boy.
Oh.
Hottie from Fort Lauderdale.
Hottie from Fort Lauderdale.
Anyway, so my friend Nick, he was doing portraits. He's a really talented artist. He did a great portrait of Alex and I, like a little watercolored portrait.
It was so cute.
I really like my jawline, and let me tell you what, it was a good jawline.
Because you had a beard.
And I know we're not supposed to do shout-outs, but shout-out to Nick and Brandon.
I don't look good at all.
I love you guys, Nick and Brandon. I'll see you when we're in St. Pete.
Aw. Wait, I just realized that technically, Hottie from Fort Lottie, technically he is in a different area code, so you are also getting hoes in different area codes.
I like how you say it in your last, get hoes in different area codes.
Okay, listen.
But anyways, yeah, so I'm going to Miami this weekend after I fix my phone, and yeah, so I guess we're going to go to the beach when I go there. That's at least that's what he said.
Yeah,
so.
Very nice. Good job. Aw. I had another group of friends that was up. I had two sets of boyfriends that were up visiting who I was glad to see. Do you ever have those friends who are good friends, but you're very, very different than, like, this was the most sensible relationship I know. Like, this is the most sensible couple ever. Like, they come up, they have like their one sensible cocktail, they have dinner at 5 o'clock, you know, they are in bed at by like 10:30 p.m. like, they're there for a good time, they're in their bathing suits, they do everything they want, but just they're like a very sensible couple. And your way, you're like, you want to like throw a little bit of dirty on them, but you're like, you know, I can't change you. This is why you guys are perfect for each other. You know, they're completely, you know, monogamous, that type of thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
You didn't meet Dustin and Sean, did you?
I mean, they sound like white people, and I met a lot of people on Saturday. A lot of white people on Saturday.
Yeah.
I am both of those very well.
It was a good gaydis, but like I was saying, I finally got to that point where I realized what people were telling me 8 years ago when people would say, "Oh yeah, I'm kind of over gaydis."
Yeah,
I'd go, and I went, "How can you be over gaydis? It's like amazing. There's parties, there's gay people everywhere." Like this year. Kind of starting to be a little bit over gay days. It's like when my mission is so, you know, solely to just boom, snap, clap it. You know, you go and you make it what it's worth. And
but that's the funny thing, because my mission now is to find bae for the day. Like, bae, I'm like, I'm going to go to gay days every single year, and I'm going to have a husband for the day every single year, because that's what we run around pretending that. Because it was so funny. We went to the hot tub for a second, and it was me and him, and then I put my feet in the hot tub, and there was like a group of guys there, and one of them turns around and when Hottie from Fort Lottie goes to the hot tub after he puts his stuff down, someone asks him, "Oh my god, is that your husband?" Ooh. And I'm like, "Yep, that's my husband." And he says to Hottie from Fort Lottie, "Oh my gosh, he's so beautiful. Don't let anything happen. Just keep trying and just don't let anything get in between and you guys, because you guys are such a beautiful couple." And I'm like, "Honey, I know."
That's a fun game to play. When you find someone that you have a connection with and it's just people think that you're with that person but you've only known them a few hours, there's nothing more fun than playing the game of, "Oh yeah, pretend that we've been together for like 3 years." And if someone can play along and like perpetuate that joke, I consider that a quality of a keeper, because it means you can play along and it means you have like an instant rapport and you can just kind of like bounce off each other and just mess with people. I find that intriguing. So speaking of that connection, you know, have you ever met a good friend's boyfriend and you automatically like approve, you get it, you're like, "Okay, you're good for my friend," but then as you get to know them, you're automatically like, "Wow, you're I want to clone you and make an identical copy of you so that I can date you." Like, there's someone that has such good qualities, you have such a good connection with, that you see why they're with, you know, your friend, but at the same time you're a little bit jealous because you're going, "Well, wait, why couldn't you have been with me?
I feel like this
why couldn't you have been with me?"
I at first when you started talking about this, I identified with it a lot. However, you got very specific, so I can't go that far. However, obviously there have been friends of mine, girlfriends specifically, where their boyfriends are like fantastic from the get-go, and they just kind of continue to be fantastic, and they're still together. And I but as far as the cloning thing, no. But everything else, yes.
You meet someone, you have a connection. And you know what? I was also posed the question this weekend that I was thinking of generally, and I guess it changes as you get older, and you have to maybe just open yourself up to the idea or the experience. I actually was confronted very definitively about my thoughts on polyamory. You know, could you ever be in like a three-way relationship? Now, the old traditional me would be like, "No, I'm not used to that. That's not my traditional idea of a relationship." But then I think about it in the converse and go, "Well, wait a minute. I do have a lot of love to give, and I do like a lot of attention. So, I mean, if you get that much attention from one person and you get that much attention from, you know, like from two people, you know, does that put you in any better position to, you know, to have that love and, you know, kind of not rub one person?" I mean, but then I also wonder, okay, so does that set me up to disappoint two people on a regular basis?
I have a lot of love to give, so I think that I could totally do a polyamorous relationship. I met a thruple, if you will.
A thruple?
A thruple.
a couple months ago, and they seem to have it down really well. They've been, the couple originally, they'd been together for like 10 years. And then they met this other guy, and now they've been together for 3 years, I believe, as the thruple. And I met a couple at Gay Days, and we got along very well. And they're actually local, so.
Are you booed up?
Oh. Not yet. We hung out last night, the three of us, so that went pretty well.
Aww. It's one of those things where I don't know if I'm supposed to, like, do more research about it or, like, read. I don't know. Or if you're just supposed to kind of go with your gut, and if you have that kind of connection with someone, do you just go with it?
I mean, feel like it's something when I get older I'll consider, but as of right now, while I'm young, I do want to have a couple of, you know, me and one other person sort of, I'm not knocking it, I feel like it does work for other people, but me in my stage where I am right now, I just want one ride or die that I can boom snap clap it with.
Are we live right now, by the way? Like, on video?
No, I'm setting up right now. Okay. Just setting up.
Good. I was actually in a throuple.
Really? I'm about to hit live, can I?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I just went, okay, tell me when you're ready. Because I actually do want to talk about this live in case they find
it. So you were in a throuple.
I was in a throuple. It was very brief for me. And I think for people that can make it work, I actually kind of envy that. But I personally am far.
How long, let me ask you some questions to set up the context.
Got it.
How long ago were you in this throuple?
How long ago was it? I was last year.
Okay. Oh. And how long was this three-way relationship? Was it three?
Yes.
How long was this relationship?
They had been together and are still together for years. I want to say like 3 years.
Do you ever feel like when there's two people that kind of start out as the couple, whoever the third wheel brought on is always going to be the one that either like comes or goes? Like, cause,
yes. Yeah.
Because it seems like no matter what, you're going to always deal with the reality of that you're the Johnny come lately. And, you know, what is my role in this relationship?
There was just so much emotion involved. And I, naturally, as a human being, I am not an overly emotional person. I also
really, I didn't get that impression at all.
I also, and this is going to be completely unsurprising.
That's why we get along so well, and while I don't want to sleep with you.
I never
want to sleep with you.
So
I'm not attracted to you at all, Cody.
I get it, Dad. I get it.
There's a dollar for the dollar menu.
The dollar for the dollar menu, daddy issues, yes. But I realized that I also have a tendency to laugh when I can't take things seriously. And it's not that I didn't take what we were doing seriously. It's just that I was so invested. And it didn't last very long for my end, obviously. But they're happy and they're together. And I would like to think that we're still friends. Obviously, I don't talk to them nearly as much as I would, but I feel like that actually is a pretty significant part of my life because it taught me a really weird aspect about myself.
What was that? What did it teach you?
I have a tremendous amount of patience for crying and fighting around me.
Would you do it again?
No.
Would you recommend that somebody try it if they had not been in it, or does it depend on the person?
You can. I recommend that you do it if you are far more emotionally stable than me, and I swear, I bet you are, listener. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it. But no, on the other side of the coin is too, is that I'm an only child, and for a long time I was the only grandchild, so I don't like to share.
Ooh.
I have sharing issues. I want what's mine and I want it now.
I don't think I would feel that though. If it was the three of us and it was the three of us ride or die, I think that I could be okay, but like, okay, you know.
And you also have two other brothers, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't really want to make that, I don't really want to equate that to the brother thing, because that's just weird for me.
Yeah.
My brother was out of the house when I was like 12, so I was only a child for a long time. So that could be the reason why I didn't get into it.
It's just, like, you just want to be able to form, like, for example, they had been in a relationship for years before you were ever in the picture.
Yeah, exactly.
So they had a long time to just work on them for a little bit before they worked on another person.
And the thing that I love the most about Gay Days is, and I will stop what I'm doing to view this. I love, especially during Gay Days,
I
love watching Gay Day fights. I love, I love the back and forth snarky fight. I saw one Thursday night. Like I stopped for 10 minutes outside of the front of Parliament House pretending like I was ordering an imaginary Uber just so I could stand out front and be really close to this fight where like this older guy's like yelling at his younger twink. And like very quickly, I kind of in my head was was like, oh, dear God, please don't ever let that be me. Because it was evident that the older guy had, like, paid for this twink guy to come along, and the twinkie guy wanted to hook up with his twink friend, and the older guy is like, I paid for you to come down here. I'm going to leave your butt in Orlando. Who else? You're going to leave me? You're going to leave me? And so I'm just, like, sitting there, like, watching the gay fight. I'm like, I'm preparing to peer in. I'm like listening in.
Finish her.
Oh God, I love it, dude. And then you see those all through gay days. And you always see it where it's like, you know, a couple, if you go into a situation like gay days without like that specific conversation, you're leaving yourself open to misinterpretation and trouble. So it was very obvious when you saw boyfriends, because even walking into the situation, it was the whole like.
It's tense.
Well, no. You'd go into it and you'd be like, this is my boyfriend. Grabbing his hand like, this is mine, this is, hello, this is my boyfriend, I'm here with my boyfriend, like they're like shouting out that, you know. And I think that's indicative of a little bit of control, jealousy issues. Yeah if you have to you know, kind of project that, and if that's a problem for you in your relationship, then maybe gay days is not the place to be. Right. I would not personally subject myself in a new relationship to a situation like gay days. I specifically didn't with my first relationship, my ex-fiance, because, you know, it had come up, we had been together maybe like 6 months, and we said, hey, do you want to go? And I said, honestly, I love you, I trust you, it could be fun, I would rather go do something fun with you. I don't want to like put our relationship to the test at that environment, not because of anything my partner might do, but because of other people have no shame, and I am going to be upset and have a bad time if everyone's hitting on you more than me, or if this is, you know. And it's kind of like, everyone has a little bit of that. You can get away with whatever you want. Hey, let me pull your bathing suit out. Hey, let me give you a suggestive touch. You know, and if you don't have those lines. And so the fights I saw were people arguing over, oh, well, yo, back to your room. I'm sick of this. And you add a little alcohol to the mix, a little bit of other, you know, this or that. Oh, and it was just like gay fights. Well, absolutely. I want to host a TV show about gay fights.
Bad Gays Club.
I love it.
I want that. Yes, I would be on there. Queen, I'd be popping off. Can't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all not gonna
We're gonna be on the
me.
First Woo! Season. It's coming to Logo next year. That's it. The Bad Gays Club.
Or almost like a clip show, like America's Funniest Home Videos, like America's Sassiest Gay Public Fights. Like if I'm in a Publix and like I think I hear like a. I will drop my groceries and go like run around the corner and like peer my head out and watch. You know that footprint picture where it's like, Jesus, I was walking and there were two sets of footprints. Have you ever seen that before? Yes. Alex, you ever seen that before?
Yeah.
You're on the beach. It's like, Jesus, I was walking with you on the beach and there were two sets of footprints. And then all of a sudden there was only one set of footprints. Where did you go, Jesus? And then Jesus is all like, I went to go watch a sassy gay fight at Gay Days because that's the most amazing thing in the world. But don't worry, my child, I came back right afterwards and I helped you out with your problems. Like, that's exactly how I feel, man. It was amazing.
I love it.
I get twisted sick pleasure out of things like that.
Well, my gay days, since we actually have not gotten to me, which is shocking because I've talked so much, I did a lot of the Parliament House stuff. Because I love Parliament House.
Because you were doing gay days on a shoestring.
On a little bit, budget.
But you know what, though? I will say this.
It was expensive.
You didn't go to any... Have you been to any Parliament House events before?
They're expensive on holidays.
Yeah.
It's $35 at the door.
What I'm getting at is here is, yes, you can do the host hotel thing, and that's fine, but the Parliament House Gay Days experience, that's pretty unique in and of itself. Like, it's from a perspective of knowing what kind of guys you're into, I think that you would have just as much fun at a Parliament House Gay Days event as you did at the Bear Pool. I mean, I don't knock it till you tried it is what I'm going to say, because it's good. Yeah.
So I got to hang out with my little angel, Bobbins, who is here.
Are you guys getting, like, really super close? Like, do I have to deal with, like, you guys sharing one brain now?
He is my little chinchilla. I'm obsessed. But he was my bartender, so that was awesome. And then I...
Mine too. Thanks, Bobby.
Meh. And then I would hang out at his bar and wait for people to buy me shots. But I went to the Coco Peru show, which I don't know if you know anything about me, but I'm obsessed with Coco Peru.
Have you ever gotten it in your eyes before?
I am obsessed with the movie Trick. I am obsessed. I saw it when I was
me
8
too.
Years old.
That's my favorite movie. You know why? Because if you combine those two guys, you have my ex-fiance. The face of the piano player, the face, the mannerisms, the smile, that's my ex's face. You take the go-go dancer, that's my ex's, like, body and build and color. So it was kind of like, it took me a while to realize it was my favorite movie because it was good, but also because I was still really, really heartbroken.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I like the movie Trick. But it was, like, the first movie that, like, really changed my life and, like, made me get really gay involved. So I was obsessed with Coco Prue from there, and I got to see her show, but I didn't get to take a picture with her because I didn't know that they had VIP. Mm-hmm. However, I came back to Parliament House reluctantly the next day because I was like, I don't want to go, but I do want to see, I think it was Deborah Cox. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to see Deborah Cox. And so, like, I was like, oh, I guess I'll go.
Is that what your voice in your head sounds like when yes. you think and make
yeah.
decisions?
Yeah, I went in my head, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll do it.
Okay.
However,
do you want to go to Parliament House?
I'm standing by myself at Parliament House. And who do I see, like, 10 feet in front of me? Coco Prue.
Oh,
and I was like, and I just looked at her with my jaw dropped.
In or out of drag?
In drag.
In drag.
And I was like, hi. And she walks up to me. She's like, what is your name? And I was like, Cody. She's like, Cody Heck. And I was like, yes. And she's like, I know you from Facebook. You're always commenting on my stuff.
Oh my
and
God.
And I was like, that's yes. Awesome. And she took a picture with me. And it was lovely. And every year, for the past like 3 or 4 years, she's always said happy birthday to me. I've been Facebook friends with her for a while.
That's awesome. So it was a good experience.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I went out. And I went out the next night because Betty Who and Estelle were in concert. These are all the performers that I love.
When was the last time Estelle made a song? Like, what? When is it, like, what?
Is she relevant?
I'm sorry.
Right, like,
I'm sorry.
Alex,
what song did she make after she made that song with David Guetta?
Alex, you have
American boy.
Right, then Kanye, how long was that, like 10 years ago?
Alex, you and I have no room to talk. We went to go see Color Me Bad at Parliament House last year.
Okay, but when you make a song called I Wanna Sex You Up, of course you wanna go see it live and in person. But, on the other hand, I really, really, really did want to go to Parliament House on Friday to go see... I'm a huge Housewife super fan, and I wanted to go see Erika Jane live in concert, because she's on The Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. But
I missed it.
I don't watch those shows.
It's the only one that I missed was hers, actually. Who was on before her? Do you remember?
I don't know. Another gay person.
Remember. Anyway.
I don't know. We're running out of time. But anyway, but Gay Days was a success. Was this your first real Gay Days?
This
yes
is my
no?
first Gay Days ever. I went to the park for one day on the first day, mm-hmm. and I had enough of the mothers shouting at their children, so I was like, I'm not doing this
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, very
man.
Nice. Good job. So we're glad that everyone had... You know, I said it last week, and I got some positive feedback from people saying, you know, that they liked what I had to say. Gay Days is what you make of it. If you want it to be this kind of experience, then you make it that kind of experience. If you go into it expecting it to be only one way, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. So, you know, go into it and don't set unreasonable expectations, but don't set any limitations as well, because you never know. You may find bae for a day. You may meet someone that you've always wanted to meet. You may see some great concerts. You may boom snap closet. You know, you may hit it in a stairwell with your friend and another random third person whose name you don't remember. And then you may rock somebody's world for 4 times, then have them brag about you and then blow your phone up the entire weekend and kind of get a little bit creepy, but you're like, you know what, okay, I guess I hit it that good, but I'm not gonna go here or there, but you know, you're back in Chicago now, so I feel a little bit safer.
Wait,
so
what?
It is what you make of it.
That can be said for any for sure. Pride experience, though, especially like young gay people going into Pride. Just remember that don't go in with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Several grains. Whole bottles. And just...
you realize that normally when I wrap up an issue and I kind of give the moral of the story, it means I'm kind of ready to move on.
But same with Pride,
okay.
though.
But honestly, though, what was his name?
Who? It's on. I'll have to check my phone. It's on my list.
Oh.
I wrote it down.
Oh, so you did write it down.
I did write it down.
All I remember, anyways.
First thing you do after a hookup is you write down the name so you don't forget it later and feel awkward.
We'll just call him Sammy from Miami.
Oh, I do in case I steal something. Like, can I have your name, phone number, social, credit card? God.
Okay, we're going to definitely run over. Since we're going to run over anyway with news, let me go ahead and put this in. The second thing I learned this week, I'm in need of a roommate, probably starting in July. My roommate is moving on to the next chapter in his life, going to be moving to another city. If he comes on, I can let him talk about where he's going and what he's doing. So I'm going to be actively searching for a new person to live with. So I was trying to think of like my roommate checklist. You know, I have a nice little two-story townhouse downtown Orlando right by Lake Eola. Pretty reasonable. It's a pretty nice place as far as I'm concerned. And I got thinking about, don't make that sound like it's not a nice place. It's a very nice place. But I'm looking for a new roommate, and I got thinking about, you know what, I definitely need someone that's flexible, that can, you know, laugh and have fun and not take things too seriously. You know, it's kind of like you do your thing, I do mine. If we do things together, you know, as far as like hang out, make dinner, watch a movie, that's cool. Someone like-minded, similar interests would be very nice. You know, I would like to have someone that I could dork out with about, you know, comic books, or have, you know, a couple of TV shows that we enjoy watching together that makes, you know, the real difference between you're just living with someone versus you're living with someone that you can hang out with. But I'm definitely not looking for like a codependent, you know, we got to do everything together, because that just gets annoying. You know, if you need to have your person over, that's fine. If I need to have somebody come over at, you know, 2 a.m. and close my bedroom door, then, you know, just respect that privacy. So, you know, I don't know. What else do you think I need in a roommate, Alex?
Someone who makes over $1,500 a month, because this isn't a twink halfway house. So, yeah, and I will not be regarding it as such. So, if you're a scrub and I come over, I'm going to call you a scrub. So, let's not...
No, no, no. Don't call out my people. I'm saying roommates. Right. I'd say, what would I need in my roommate? I've supported enough people thinking that I was helping that I don't want that situation. Like, you need to have a job. You need to have a car.
Parents.
You could be straight, honestly. Would you ever have a straight roommate?
I would definitely have a straight roommate. I don't think I would have a girl roommate. I don't think I would live with a girl.
They're messy. Messy. I wouldn't have a straight roommate. They cook with onions, and it's all the smells, and they leave their gym bags, and
straight people,
and they talk about their sports ball.
When they get wet, straight people smell like wet dogs.
You're not wrong. This is not false information.
So anyways, what else do you think allegedly.
What else do you think I could look for in a roommate? Alex and I have talked about it. We need to like navigate the seas of if that would be good for the friendship or bad for the friendship. Because I'll be honest too, like I want to have like a grown up living situation. I'm not looking to relive my 20s by, you know, having, you know, like accoutrements sitting around all the place, having like an Animal House poster on the wall. Like I'm 30 now, dude. Like, I don't want to live like I'm 21 anymore. Like,
well,
I worked my way up.
If you want to have an adult living situation, maybe you should live by yourself.
No, I could do that. I definitely could do that. I just always, living with me is a good thing because I'm not there a lot of the times. You know, most weekends I'm off traveling, so you kind of get the place to yourself.
And you definitely need someone there to just make sure it doesn't burn down.
So basically we're essentially saying, if it's not financially feasible for me to move in, we will be conducting America's next top roommate. Coming to
I don't care. They could be a top or a bottom. I don't care.
Coming to an Orlando near you. We will be holding audition processes. We'll meet at the Orlando Convention Center, and we will be holding auditions. So bring a couple of headshots.
You know, that really would be funny. If you are interested and you live in the Orlando area, if you're looking for a place to live in the next 1 to 2 months this summer, 2016, live downtown Orlando in Lake Eola Heights, I think we really could, you know, do the vetting process.
Yeah.
We'll do it on the air.
Bring a couple of headshots. Bring a couple of bottom shots, and then bring your last 5 pay stubs.
See, I don't know if that's a great idea, though, because I do believe in there. It has been significant for me to separate personal life from radio life, so I don't necessarily want, you know, like, to have a roommate that's all about, you know, making it a gimmick or a gig. Like, I need that separation. I need to be able to, you know, come home and get away from it. But anyway, we'll talk more about that as it comes. Hit me up if you're interested. And let's do some news. Divide up the news. Cody, go.
Oh, me first. The first one I have is really short. The Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders stopped by a Western-themed gay bar for brunch with some of the locals of West Hollywood. I think this was Hamburger Mary's.
Yes. It was good. Yes. I went to Hamburger Mary's.
Yes.
I got the hot legs.
Sanders told the crowd, "We need a government that represents all of us, not just the 1%.
I'm a fan of talking."
And he was cheered by the clientele. And RuPaul's Drag Race star Jasmine Masters apparently joked that she was mid-tuck when he...
This is what Jasmine Masters said.
Oh my. But apparently she joked...
Shade, girl, shade.
When he was there, she joked that she was mid-tuck and it almost broke a nail. And when she's told the senator from Vermont that he was in the bar, it was great.
"If I am elected the president, I will make sure that every drag queen gets tucking tape. An appropriate wig."
Why are you making him really Japanese?
Right?
I just imagine Bernie Sanders could yell at kids in his yard, "Get out of my yard! Get out of my yard!"
He has kids. Oh, he's a precious old man.
"This is my grass!"
Look at him.
Okay, Alex, new story.
I like how you're switching from back and forth. Oh, this is really cute. Singer Kesha, she's making her way back into Relevant Town, helped 2 fans get engaged during her Gay Days concert at Disney's Hollywood Studios on Saturday.
I didn't go.
At the concert, she took a break from her performance to bring up a blindfolded young man to the stage.
I wish she had brought a blind man up on stage. I saw the gay deaf represented at Gay Days this weekend. The gay deaf were out in full force.
Dude, the really? Clique! Dude, they're such a clique.
I didn't see them at all.
And they're all like...
The gay... No, like, the gay deaf, like, it's real. Like, you they saw them are cute, like, but you can't really go up and be like, hey, how's it going? Because I feel like I'm intruding, you know?
Yeah. Oh, they just start aggressively signing about you.
So
they probably talk more shade about anyone else because no one else can hear it.
So she ended up bringing this blindfolded blind man. I'm sorry, a wake blindfolded up in the young morning man
feeling like a gay blind
and
man.
Then she asked him, "Honey, are you ready?" As his soon-to-be husband came on stage, as soon as he saw his boyfriend, the man burst into tears. He knew what was about to happen.
Do you think it was truly a surprise? Like, do you think that was really
no,
a surprise?
No, that was 5 years of planned. That was 5 years of prodding someone into an engagement.
No, they messaged her 6 years ago, and they're like, girl, when you're relevant again, we're here. we're just going to wait for you.
are we going to make
come
a lot
on,
more...
Come on, come on.
I feel bad making jokes about her relevancy because she stopped recording because she had allegations of sexual abuse.
Oh, yeah,
I feel kind of like a jerk.
Bad again. Oh, I forgot about... I actually forgot about that. No, well, now I feel...
Are you feeling emotions?
Oh, I feel bad. Ooh. No, I totally forgot. Anyway, go on.
Cody, you're a bad person.
Doctor... Yeah.
Was there anything else?
Dr. Luke and Kesha on the 6th and 7th floor of the Doubletree.
Right.
So, I
oh
never...
God.
I never...
What?
Dump that.
What?
That was awful.
I don't care. I never knew I could love anyone in the world as much as you, his boyfriend. And first of all, I'm looking at the picture here, and they look like those kinds of gays that would look at you snarkily while sipping mimosas at the Ember on a Sunday.
You kind of have that opinion about anyone that's white. I'm starting to notice that trend.
Well, we
you
kind of
think that all white people do
we
that.
We do that. I young do white Ember. Gays, we do that.
And I'm sure you...
I do drink mimosas. What?
I go to Ember. I drink Corona.
Corona?
Because you're massive.
She got money.
Okay, Alex. Okay, finish, Alex.
So, whatever.
Cody's story.
Next. Okay, Florida is making history with the state's first transgender delegate, Monica DePaul.
I like making the news fight. Go back and forth.
So, same do I. I love fights. Monica DePaul of Jacksonville was elected on May 7th. DePaul?
It's Duval.
Duval's
the county. So
anyway,
I went to law school in Jacksonville.
She is a district level delegate from Florida's 4th congressional district. She'll be one of 30 delegates from the LGBT community
Boo,
meeting in
your
July.
Story
oh, I love this. This is impactful. And she has pledged for Bernie Sanders, it seems, because of his stance on non-discrimination policies and environmental issues in healthcare. I'm still with Hillary, but I'm glad for her.
And Jasmine Master
Let's
said,
talk about Hillary for a second. Girl who's... I relate to your class struggle while wearing a $12,000 Giorgio Armani jacket.
Oh, okay. All
gentlemen, next news story.
Okay.
Okay, so, this is so dumb. A police officer in Scotland was called to break up a dispute in a gay bar, and he stayed for karaoke. Just sounds like someone I know.
Listen, I love karaoke. Karaoke brings people together. When a young closeted justice first moved to Orlando before he had a radio show, there was no time. I felt very uncomfortable. I had no friends. I had moved my life here. I had just broken up. Karaoke was the only place that I felt comfortable going because I could just kind of go and I could sing a song and chit chat with people that were lighthearted, singing dumb songs as well. Still favorite night in all of Orlando is every Tuesday night karaoke at Pulse with, you know, the $10 drink as much as you want and the karaoke and the drag. Do not knock the karaoke, man. Karaoke brings people together. It's less about the click. You can always talk to anybody and say, hey, good job on your song, and you can laugh and have a good time. Life is too serious to be taken seriously, and karaoke brings people together.
Especially
if I'm like the person, oh my son, it's karaoke!
If you play any relevant song at Pulse, the entire bar will start singing along. It's the best thing ever. That's unity.
And it brings Justice's ego a lot of validation.
Oh, no, because I'm very good at it. Singing paid for college. I'm very good at performing and singing. Have you heard me do karaoke or sing any songs?
Yeah,
you haven't?
Hear their little jingles.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to impress you some other day then, little twink. Okay, go on, Alex.
Okay, so yeah.
That's why we've never hooked up, because you've never heard me sing before.
So, four officers attended the scene at the bar following a minor scuffle, you know, those little gay fights that we love, when a drink was thrown and a fight broke out outside. However, after dealing with the business, they had a few minutes to kill, and one of the officers decided to build bridges with the patrons by taking part in karaoke. Oh my god, honey. After being goaded on stage, he puts in a request for...
Goaded onto stage.
He puts in a request for... I'm going to give actually everyone a guess around here that's not you. Guess which song that he sang.
That's not me?
No, no, that's not him.
Born This Way.
Staying Alive.
Close. Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Okay, all right. I can see that.
And he slayed it.
Slayed.
So, yeah, that happened.
I slay. Is everyone's new story?
Yeah, yep. Bye.
Very good.
Thank you.
I pulled this news story. DJ Leah, we're coming up at 5 o'clock. I have one more news story.
DJ Leah, we're the only girl that we like around here.
Shut up. We love females. DJ Leah, whenever you want to switch over, you just go ahead and shut us off. If you want to hear the rest of the at radio show, you can listen to gayradioshow.com. Watch our live stream and the podcast will be up, and so you can enjoy the rest of that. I have one more news story and then talking about next week. Orlando Drag Race Live. This is going to be weird. I'm supposed to... be a judge and be a roast master for Orlando Drag Race Live next week at Southern Nights.
Yet with all the controversy circulating.
Well, here's the thing. I did a roast before for the roast of Katana Gemini and then the roast of Blaze Adonis with people that I know that I interact with. And then Katana goes, oh, I want you to just roast everyone. I was like, I don't know who these performers are. I've never even seen them perform. It's different to come in and just start throwing shade and roasting people you haven't met. So I'm trying to come up with jokes.
Who's Stacey Dash? Who's she?
I don't know. I might have to pick your brain a little bit, Cody, to kind of get some vibe. I need to watch some videos, maybe.
All of the videos are online on the webpage. And on top of that, if you need to pick my brain, obviously I'm the rudest person in the room.
Yeah.
So
can we get together? If I treat you to a meal, can you help me with like a writing session? Because if I have kind of a general idea, I can try and do some writing. Because when it comes to comedy, I'm not funny ever. Katana doesn't realize this, but I refuse to bomb on stage. I absolutely refuse to bomb on stage. So I will bring it and I'll make it work.
Okay. Yep, Cody will do anything for a handout, of course he'll go to dinner.
Yeah, no, I'm a total charity case. If there's food involved, I'll definitely be there. Boys, there's a hint.
I was trying to just be polite and compensate for your comments.
Good food gets me in the mood.
Yeah.
For my hoes in different area codes.
Very nice. Good job. I pulled this story.
Hotties from Fort Lottie, Sammy's from Miami's.
Ooh. I like that.
So we're going to be there next week. And then, you know what? I think we're about done. Let's start playing our outro music as it's going through here.
Next Monday, 9:30.
Yeah, so did everyone get a chance to do what they needed to do? Hey, thanks for coming in today, man.
Absolutely.
Did you have a fun time?
I did. You guys are right.
Appreciate your contributions, and thank you. We'd love to have you come back sometime if you'd like to. And then how can people follow you or stay in touch?
You can request me on the Facebook, Mike Van Dyke. I'm also on Instagram as one Mike Van Dyke.
Yeah, and now try and add me on Facebook, and I'll add you in like 6 months.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Cody, thank you very much for coming in again, sir.
You're welcome.
Had a nice lunch with Cody at the Pita Pit beforehand.
You're some
you know,
sort
got
of K-pop superstar.
I am a K-pop superstar.
Oshi.
Anyway.
Very nice. Good job. And then Alex. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
We've been friends for like 2 years now, man. It's kind of crazy.
Three
years.
So long. Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's a little we're coming bit of time. Up on our... It's our 3-year anniversary.
What is that? What's that one? Wood? Is that the gift for... Is that 4 years?
I don't know.
What's 3 year? Is that metal?
If we're talking about giving people wood, then, I don't want to say nothing about nothing, but, between floor 6 and 7 at the Doubletree stairwell.
Got it. But, all right. We're not going to talk about what kind of wood, but jagged.
Yeah. And anyway, so that's it for today's... Oh, crap. Did it just get disconnected? I don't know what happened. Anyway. That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family. Sometimes dysfunction, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
Kesha will play at your next party.
She will, man. She's looking for some coins. I'm Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlet Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. Because
we're matching the funds. It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could
such
not.
A good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Outloud Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.